The next siman is entitled Diyukim Benusach Birchas Hamazon, and the Mechaber tells us that im lo hiskir bebirchas haaretz bris v'torah, a person does not mention in the second paragraph of the benching the idea, the concept of bris, as well as or Torah. Nefil im lo chisar el echad mehen, if you only miss one of those two, nonetheless machzirin oso, you will need to go back. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, asks the question as to why the Mechaber only points out these two ideas of the importance of bris as well as Torah, but for some reason does not mention about Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava, that if a person doesn't mention the splendor of Eretz Yisrael, in which the Gemara in fact does mention that if a person would omit that statement, that certainly one would also have to be Machzir and Oso. And then the Mishnah Berurah wonders why this was not mentioned as one of the halachos, and he says as follows: the hamilsa pshitahi. It's obvious tahi ikar birchas haaretz, because after all, this is really the whole theme of this paragraph. And obviously, if you would have left that out, then certainly one would have to go back. Elafil inyan bris v'torah nami machzir noso. What the Rav Yosef Karo and the Chabad is teaching us is that even when it comes to bris and Torah, which on some level really is not necessarily connected to this paragraph, or it's not the central theme of that paragraph, nonetheless, if you would miss either one, then you would have to go back. The question is, why is it there? What does bris and Torah have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So and this is what the Mishnah Berurah then discusses. The Al Yidei Bris, because through the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Nitna Ha'aretz Avraham. We find that Avraham was promised the land of Israel because of the performance of this mitzvah, Bris Milah. Now, as the pasuk says, "V'nosati l'chol zarecha acharecha es eretz migurecha," that in this parsha of Milah, it mentions the promise that the land of Eretz Canaan, that Israel would be given to his descendants. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, with regard to Torah, the reason why it's in this paragraph is also that b'schus haTorah, the hamitzvos, yorshu es aretz. By the person who performs and adheres to the Torah and fulfills the mitzvos, that is how Hashem will, when, why Hashem will promise and give us the land. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Uman tichyunu risem b'basem birishtem es aretz," that in order that you should fulfill these mitzvos and keep the Torah, that you should be able to live and you'll go and inherit the land. The Omer, and furthermore, the pasuk says, "V'yitin lohem artzos goyim b'avur yishmu chukav b'sorosav." It says that if a person adheres to the chukim and the Torahs and the laws, then Hashem will give us the land. And therefore, that's the connection of Torah and bris, specifically in that paragraph. So when the Mechaber told us machzirinos, if a person would miss on one of those two, or of course if you not say either bris or Torah, then you'd have to go back. What does it mean you have to go back? Does it mean you just go back to the second paragraph? No. It means l'rosh birchas hamazon. You have to start the entire benching over. It's very interesting, the language now, the Mishnah Berurah, very similar to Shemoneh Esrei. Dekulu sholosh brachos rishonos chashuvos ka'achas. We know that that principle applies, that if a person would make a mistake in one of the first three paragraphs of the Shemoneh Esrei, that you would be chos l'rosh, go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So too, if a person makes a mistake, such as in our example, not saying bris or Torah, that one would have to go back to the very beginning, because all three paragraphs of benching, the first three are chashuvos ka'achas, they are like one. Then the Ramah tells us that what is the din with regard to women? So the Ramah says, "V'nashim v'avadim lo yomru bris v'torah." It's not necessary for women to mention bris and Torah. "D'nashim la b'nei bris ninhu v'avadim la b'nei Torah ninhu," because these two concepts do not apply to women. So the question is, do women actually say this? Or if you would look in maybe some benchers, maybe this is a sentence which is only said by men. No. Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Mikol makom b'yameinu, in our days, nahagu hanashim lomer kain." They also say the sentence of Brischa shechasam tev serena b'yatorasach shenamtanu. They still say the same thing as we do. How could they talk about bris and Torah if it doesn't apply to them? Because this is how they, what they mean when they say it. Hakavana al bris hazacharim shechasam tev serena. It's obviously not referring to a bris for themselves, but it's regarding to the concept of bris, which is given to males. The chayin torasach shenamtanu, al limud hazachar with regard to teaching boys. Shemeschus atar v'habris nachli Yisrael es haaretz, and even though they themselves didn't get a portion, but of course they were able to live there as well, and therefore it's worthwhile them mentioning it. But furthermore, shigam hanashim srichos limud mitzvos shalhem leida heichla soslan. Even though it's true that the level of limud Torah may not necessarily be the same, but nonetheless they have a tremendous amount that they can learn, that they can gain from, and therefore when they say Torah, it's referring to the mitzvos which apply to them. One last thought, which is brought down in the Bir Halacha, with regard to Bris and Torah, mentioning Bris and Torah, is that something which is a Torah obligation, as benching is a Torah obligation, or is it Durabanim? Because, as we mentioned before, there are those that say that women's obligation to bench is Durabanim because they do not have Bris or Torah. So the Bir Halacha brings down that this is actually a dispute whether or not this mentioning, the Zechiris Bris Torah in benching, whether that's Diraisa or it is Durabanim. And of course, the difference would be in the case that you would be unsure, a suffix, did I say Bris or Torah or not? And therefore, one would maybe think that it would depend. If it's Diraisa, suffix Diraisa L'chumra, if you say that the words Bris and Torah are really just a Durabanan concept, which is instituted as part of the Duraisa benching, then Savi Durabanan Lakula. However, the Bir Halacha says as follows, this will conclude these last two lines. Im Kain, Kishis Tapek Lo Ein Sarach Lachas. So he says that certainly if you hold that Bris and Torah is Durabanan, then certainly do not have to go back if you're not sure if you said it. But even if you hold this deraisa, but da'on, you should know. The ledidan, according to us, the nusach birchas hamazon shigur b'fi, according to us who bench all the time, we don't try to get out of benching pretending we have mazonos rules, we always bench, and therefore it's shigur b'fi. It's something which is fluent on our mouths. Well, b'fi akol. Ein shchiach davar zek klal. This is something which is not common, and the fact that if you know you benched, there's a very good chance, the im safik lo, im omer, Talina and Bavadi de Amr. We're going to certainly say that you did. Desir Chadanakit Vasi, because we're going to say that which you're usually accustomed to saying, you did, and therefore you probably said Bris and Torah.